When the tsunami hit southern Thailand last week, more than half of those killed were tourists. Most were Europeans on holiday from Sweden, Germany, France, and other countries. Diplomats are now working with Thai authorities to account for the thousands still missing. Dua Li Saikautau filed this report from Phuket in southern Thailand.
Many of the year-round residents in Phuket are foreigners from Europe. Most survived because they lived in the hills away from the coast. Some are now helping their countrymen locate missing loved ones at Phuket City Hall. Volunteers at the Sweden table have been overwhelmed. More than 3,500 Swedes are missing. North of Phuket in Phangna province, more than 3,500 bodies have been collected at makeshift morgues set up in Buddhist temples. At one of these temples, Wat Lam Kam, the wallet of a Swedish woman has been found.
Sweden.
The woman's name and other information will be sent back to the rescue center in Phuket town.
They found a body from 8 men from Swedish people.
Down the road from this temple, a German couple is standing weary and dazed, looking for a ride into town. Magdalena Franek is looking for her mother, Astrid, with her friend Thomas Reisch.
And where are you going now?
Down, looking, just looking. We've been to all the temples, looked at so many dead people, but you cannot recognize anyone, so...
Both are from Munich. They believe Astrid is still alive and are searching for her. At another temple in this same province, forensic scientist Dr. Kunying Pontip Ratchanansu says things are going well considering the scope of the disaster. She is obviously stressed trying to coordinate a massive operation to identify thousands of dead bodies, both foreigners and Thais. There are many problems, Dr. Pontip said, but foreign bodies are being cared for as best as possible.
The bodies of the foreigners we brought in the refrigerator, not Thai. So we do the best for the foreigner. Only Thai was said to bury. No, we cannot burn the body of an unidentified until the relatives found that. I will not burn them.
Thailand is a predominantly Buddhist country and cremation is preferred soon after death. Thai Muslims bury their dead within 24 hours. US 130 planes have shipped tons of dry ice to help Thai authorities with refrigeration. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Phuket, Thailand.